preacher. And my response was, well, however you get it, get it. Now, because Bill has been one of my mentors, many of the things I have experimented with successfully and unsuccessfully have been because of his impact on me. And remembering Thelma, I thought, well, they probably might hear it from Bill if they don't hear it from me, so let's let Bill teach them what I'm teaching them and see if you get it. What do you think? Okay. Now, I'm going to share this testimony with you. Some years back, I attended a conference down in Charlotte where Bill was teaching, and I brought the videos home to show. And on the video, Bill had a physical word of knowledge. Now, the video was shot several weeks before it was presented here. And he said, someone is experiencing sciatica pain. It just hit me in my back. It's running down this leg. Danny Hartwell was sitting out here. He said, stop the video. He stood up and testified. For years, he'd been suffering with sciatica, but when Bill gave that word of knowledge on the video from several weeks ago, the Spirit of God touched him where he was sitting, and he was healed. Okay? This is called the power of the testimony. Okay? Whatever has been loosed in heaven can be loosed in the earth. And Bill's going to teach you this morning that once it's been loosed, it's always available for you to lay hold of. So, Pastor Jay's going to take us through the rest of the morning, and let's experiment with the Holy Spirit. How about this? Holy Spirit, we welcome your manifest presence among us this day.
And a microphone landed in my hand. What a wonderful introduction. This, like Pastor was saying, this conference took place a little over a week ago, ended about a week ago, right? And he forwarded this video to me, and I was watching, and I was thinking, this is just really good stuff. I've personally been following a lot of Bill's stuff for probably coming up on 12, 13 years now, and it has incredibly impacted my life. And we've also been following Sam and others, and I'm starting to see personally a convergence between these two streams of teaching. Bill's been very much into very powerful power ministry, right? But authentic stuff, really down to the earth, nitty gritty, authentic. This is what you do. And Sam's stuff is just very kingdom focused, very life in the kingdoms and sonship and father and son and all this. And we're starting to see, I feel, a convergence of those two, of understanding who you are in Christ and experiencing the power of God through you to rule and to reign here in time and space. So you're going to get a little bit of an expression of that from Bill today. And I'm going to encourage you, like Lanny shared in this testimony, the things that have been loosed have been loosed. When he's up here speaking today, he's going to actually start sharing some testimonies. I would very much encourage you to have your heart open and receptive to hear something for yourself or for somebody that you know personally. Because God he's breathed life into this thing, and stuff's going to happen. Bill's going to teach a little bit more on that. But when he gives direction, he starts talking about specific healings. When he starts giving direction about standing up and laying hands on people and all that, pretend he's standing right here, okay? Participate in what he's telling the crowd to do, because God's doing that same thing here today, okay? So without further ado, Lindsay, can we pull that up? All right.
Is it a bonus? Because, you know, when they work, they really work. And it's really glorious and wonderful. But are you guys tracking with me here on my... All right, so here's the deal. Is the testimony of the Lord is the invitation of God for us to come to know him in that way. I began to experiment years ago, goodness, 30 years ago, 35 years ago maybe, I was sitting in my office one day, and I'd been reading in Weaverville, small little mountain community. I've been reading out of Revelation 19:10, where it says, "The testimony of the Lord is the spirit of prophecy." And I read that verse, and it seemed to leap out at me. Have you ever had this happen, where a verse leapt out at you, but you couldn't have explained it if your life depended on it? You know, it's like somebody says, "Well, what does it mean?" "I don't know. It just made me feel happy inside." "Yeah, but what is it saying?" "I don't know. I just really liked reading it, so I'm going to read it again." And so I did. I read this verse, and it leapt out at me, and I felt so stirred and provoked in the Lord. But I stopped, and I said, "God, you got to teach me this one, because I don't understand this at all." And it was probably an hour, might have been 2 hours later, a gentleman walked into my office, and he worked right down the road. He walked, and I said, "Come on, sit down." He says, I don't have time. So he just stood in the doorway, and he did this. He said, "My wife and I have had a rough marriage, and the Lord has done such and such. We've been reconciled. We've been healed. I just wanted you to know." And then he started to turn away, and he said, "And you can share this testimony with anyone you want." As soon as he said that, I remembered the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy, which is something you declare. Prophecy has one of two functions. It either foretells the future, or it causes a change in the present. It either foretells the future, or it causes a change in the present. So think about this with me. The spirit of prophecy, the anointing of the prophetic that is wrapped up in a testimony, changes the reality in the present. How? By introducing the one who knows no impossibility, and his case has been settled in the human courts. He healed this person of this disease. If we were doing a court case, we would look for a prior decision made in a court case, and that would establish the standard from that point on. Wow. It's legal precedent, right? Legal. Are you guys tracking with me here? So here we've got, well, my so-and-so was diagnosed with such and such a disease. All right. Do we know of anyone that's been healed? Now, if we don't, I've had it happen where I don't know anyone who's ever been healed of that. So let's be the first. You know, let's go for it, because we know that his atoning work covered everything. So we're going to go for it. I remember one guy, he said, "Have you ever had a leg shrink?" I've seen them lengthen, but I was trying to remember, have I ever seen one shrink? And he says, "I was in an accident when I was a kid, and my leg, when it healed, it just grew an inch and a half past the other one." And he's a contractor. He's in his 30s now. His back's all messed up. And I thought a moment ago, I've seen it. I had a pastor friend. We were sitting in an Italian restaurant. He had been in a snowmobile accident. He had one leg longer than the other one. We prayed right in the restaurant. His leg shrunk. I said, "Yes, we've seen it. Get a chair." So he got a chair. And I'm holding his leg. Sure enough, it's an inch and a half longer than the other one. And I just had this thought cross my mind. Should we shrink the long leg? Or should we just see if we can get the other one to grow? That took me like 2 seconds to think it, you know. I'm thinking, what's the worst that could happen? So here's his broken leg that healed, but went an inch and a half past the other one, and here's his regular leg. And it shocked him and me. I said to the regular leg, "Grow in Jesus' name." That short leg just starts to grow like this, very slowly, just gradually. And then all of a sudden, it shot out about 3 or 4 inches past the other leg. I'm not kidding. He is screaming in pain. You've heard of growing pains? He just has growing pains. I'm not embellishing at all. He's screaming. He's writhing in the chair. And I'm calm on the outside. On the inside, I'm going, "Oh, no." He thinks he hobbled into the meeting. Wait till he walks out. I'm serious, 3 to 4 inches longer. Trauma to the head. I pray for this fairly often. I'm sure I've done it here. But there's been head trauma. For example, an automobile accident where your head hits the dashboard, the windshield or steering wheel or whatever, and there's an injury. Some sporting accidents, football and whatever. There's been just trauma.
Any idea why it skipped?
You think it's the website? Okay. So he's, the man is writhing in pain. He now has a leg at least 3 inches longer than the other. And Bill is, you know, calm on the outside, inside, going, oh, no, what do I do? What do I say now that won't make it worse? And then he remembered the word shalom, which means well-being in all areas. And so he simply said, Lord Jesus, I ask for your shalom to come. And the legs were equal, the pain was over, and the man walked away whole. Now, I'm not sure what just happened, but he may be moving on to other words of knowledge. So we'll see if we can recapture this and move ahead, Nancy.
And so I did. I read this verse and it leapt out at me, and I felt so stirred and provoked in the Lord. But I stopped and I said, God, you gotta teach me this one, because I don't understand this at all. And it was probably an hour, might have been 2 hours later.
Can
a gentleman walked into my office.
3 minutes, please.
And he worked right down the road. He walked and I said, come on, sit down. So he got a chair. And I'm holding his leg. Sure enough, it's an inch and a half longer than the other one. And I just had this thought cross my mind. Should we shrink the long leg? Or should we just see if we can get the other one to grow? That took me like 2 seconds to think it, you know. I'm thinking, what's the worst that could happen? So here's his broken leg that healed, but went an inch and a half past the other one. And here's his regular leg. And it shocked him and me. I said to the regular leg, grow in Jesus' name. That short leg just starts to grow like this, very slowly, just gradually. And then all of a sudden, it shot out about 3 or 4 inches past the other leg. I'm not kidding. He is screaming in pain. You've heard of growing pains? He just has growing pains. I'm not embellishing at all. He's screaming. He's writhing in the chair. And I'm calm on the outside. On the inside, I'm going, oh, no. He thinks he hobbled into the meeting. Wait till he walks out. I'm serious. 3 to 4 inches longer. Trauma to the head. I pray for this fairly often. I'm sure I've done it here. But there's been head trauma. For example, an automobile accident where your head hits the dashboard, the windshield, or steering wheel, or whatever. And there's an injury. Some sporting accidents. Football and whatever. There's been just trauma. Multiple concussions, that sort of thing. And the Lord is going to heal people of those issues tonight. And there are some of you who you didn't have an injury to the head, but you had a problem that perhaps you were born with. Maybe it was dyslexia. Maybe it's some sort of a learning disorder. I've actually seen amnesia, 100% amnesia healed. We've seen facial features of individuals changed back to the way they were before an accident when God healed the head trauma. We've seen loss of sight, loss of hearing, or damaged sight and hearing from a blow to the head that Jesus restored. I'm believing that if anybody has any of those conditions, it is in his heart. A legal precedent has been set. We have seen it over and over again. I've seen as many as, I think, 16 cases of dyslexia healed in one night. So this is just what he does. And so we're going to pray for people that have any kind of head trauma. Now, I want to include in this anybody with epilepsy. We're going to pray because we've seen wonderful, wonderful miracles of healing. I'm also going to throw in another one, and that's bipolar. Anybody who has any of those kinds of issues. We stopped counting many years ago now. It's probably 7 or 8 years ago, but we stopped counting at, I think, 65 bipolar cases that were healed. It's just, but only 3 of them were prayed for. Almost all of them get healed when they hear a testimony of somebody else being healed. Something happens. I don't understand it, but it's like the Lord declares over them a miracle, and they get healed in that atmosphere created by testimony. And so we're going to pray. So how many people in the room have any kind of head trauma issues that you just need a miracle for? All right, raise your hand. Quite a number. Okay, good. We're going to pray for you in a moment. Loss of hearing. Loss of hearing is becoming more and more common out of the rock and roll generation.
It's okay. Keep going. Don't pause it. You keep going.
And
feel free to interact with this.
I see people
okay?
raising.
Interact with this.
Raise his hand. All right. We'll pray for him. Sometimes a husband or wives will raise husbands' hands. We have had cases where people have become angry after they got healed because now the music's too loud. They're just mad, you know. I don't know. I'll let them worry about it. Any kind of loss of hearing, I want you to put a hand up because we're going, oh my goodness, okay, all right, we'll pray for that. And there's going to be just really just a sweeping gift given to people in the room of hearing. And if you have total deafness, anybody have total deafness in an ear? Put a hand up. I'm just curious. Total deafness. There's always one. Yeah, there's always one. All right. We have at least one, if not more, with a total deafness in one ear. Okay. We're going to pray for that. We're going to see the Lord Jesus do what only he can do. We're going to pray for quite a few things here. So what I need for you to do is just work with me because you're the ministry team. Almost every time that I do this, I always have the people pray. And the reason is because the percentage of people get healed stays as high by having you doing it as by having a special team doing it. Yeah. And I want you to take it to the streets. I want you to pray for your neighbor, the person you work with. And some of you already do it, but some of you have never done it before. And I just want to encourage you. God is in a good mood. He actually loves to heal people. And, you know, I hear people say, well, God just chose not to heal me. How can you choose not to buy something after you paid for it? You can't choose not to buy it after you've already made the payment. The payment was made 2,000 years ago. The statement, by his stripes, I was healed. The purchase was made. Now, we're learning. We're just in life learning how to navigate, entering into promises, receiving. Oftentimes, anxiety, striving gets into it. And sometimes God, in his mercy, even is moved by our striving. But faith operates best when it comes out of rest. Comes out of what he has already accomplished. And so we're going to pray for these folks tonight. I want to know, is there anyone here with cancer and or any other terminal disease, a disease from which you will die without a miracle? Put a hand up. All right. We have several back over here. Way in the back, some more. All right. Okay, right over here. All right. We're going to believe God for this as well. What I've noticed is that I've actually seen more cancer healed than people healed of common colds. Why? Because we're not real desperate when we have a cold. The point I'm trying to make is it's no more hard for God to heal cancer. It's not like he has to sweat a little bit more and really grunt and groan to get cancer healed versus a common cold. It's all the same for him. We elevate things by severity, but he doesn't. Yes, Bill, amen to that. Okay, if you raised your hand for any of those things, I want you to go ahead and stand if you're physically able to. If not, just put your hand up where you are. All right. Just stand up. Yep, beautiful. If you had any of the conditions I called out. Yeah, the hearing, yes, yeah. Stand. All right. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. Those of you that are sitting down, I need your help because it really is about him accomplishing his purposes through his people, which is us. This may scare you a little bit, but my brother used to work a lot on the streets of San Francisco. And he would have youth groups come to visit him, and he would send them out to preach the gospel and to feed the hungry and pray for the sick and all this. And one day he's on a street corner, he's assigning this youth group, go to such and such a plaza, you'll pray for the sick there. And he grabs this guy who was standing there thinking he was one of the youth. And he just grabbed him and says, "Now I want you to go and you do this and that, and this is how you pray for the sick," he told him. So this guy, my brother's 6'6", so you basically listen to him when he tells you to go do something. And so this guy just went with the youth group. He's not a believer. He's a law student. He went with the youth group, prayed for the sick, saw people get healed by him praying for them, so he decided he should probably get saved at the end of the evening. Sometimes it happens a little backwards, but as long as it happens, all right? So if there was anyone not qualified to pray for the sick, it would have been that guy. But you know what? God honors his word. Randy Clark says it best. He'll honor the truth out of the lips of a liar. Woo! Can't go there. All right. All of you that are standing, put a hand up if you would. And hold it there until somebody comes to you. Those of you that are sitting, you're the prayer team. But listen to me. Don't start praying yet. Wait till I tell you to. Because I've got to make sure everyone is being covered. All right? So hold your hand up. Those of you that are sitting down, even if you've never prayed for anyone in your life, please go to someone whose hand is up, and I'll tell you what to do in a moment, okay? So that means you got to stand. There
Find
we go.
Someone.
You may have to walk across the room. As soon as somebody comes to you, now, I don't want husbands and wives praying for each other. I know that sounds weird. I just want you to have fresh meat. You've already prayed for each other. I want you to have a new situation, all right? As soon as somebody comes to you, put your hand down. All right. Now, we still have hands raised. We have two or three right up here in the front row. So I need, there's one back here, one right here. Now, if we missed you, wave your hand at me so I can see you. If you're about to pray for somebody that has their hand up, would you pull it down for them? Because they may be one of those that's hard of hearing. There's one sitting down over back over here. I couldn't see. Okay. I need one right back here by this TV camera, the TV screen. I need somebody to get right in there. Brilliant. Okay. I'm assuming everybody's covered. Here's what I'm going to ask you to do. You've just got to find out what to pray for. Those of you that need the miracle, those of you that need the miracle, do not give them your full medical history because you will depress them. Honestly, just give them a target. Just tell them, "I hurt my shoulder in a car wreck," whatever it might be. I have 30% loss of hearing in my right ear, whatever it might be. Just give them a target. Secondly, those of you that are praying, if it's a proper place to lay your hand, it's always good to lay hands on people. It's not the only way Jesus did it, but lay your hand on the problem. If it's not a proper place, put your hand on their shoulder and pray the anointing travels. All right, there we go. You know what? The Lord, I just remembered there's somebody here that needs a miracle in the tailbone. And I'll tell you how I remembered. Mine just started to hurt, and I don't have an issue with my tailbone. If there's anyone here that has ever broken or injured your tailbone and you need that healed, I want you to put a hand up because we're going to have somebody pray for you.
Need someone to move over
here. And they won't
here.
Lay hands on it, I promise.
A prayer over
All right.
here.
All right, look around you. Some of you need to pray for two people at once now.
Thank you.
Okay, look around because there's people with hands up. Okay, I need someone to take each one of these. Somebody needs to take this woman right here. Put your hand down if somebody's praying for you. All right, the Lord's going to heal tailbones. Watch this. All right. Last thing I want to tell you is as you pray for them, learn to address the problem. We don't need to persuade God. He's already decided. He's already made the payment. All we're doing is learning how to pick up what he purchased. We're learning to pick up at the store what he's put on layaway, he's purchased. It's our turn to pick it up. That's all we're doing. All right? So, Holy Spirit, I ask that you would come in power and that you would now glorify the name of Jesus through miracles, through signs, and through wonders. Turn and find out how to pray. Find out how to pray from the person. Ask them what the issue is. Give them a target. And then I want you to pray. We speak to that tailbone. Spirit of trauma, be loosed from people's bodies now. Broken tailbones from pregnancy or delivery, it's an illegal assignment of the enemy. I speak and command wholeness into the tailbone in Jesus' name. Cancer, go in the name of Jesus. Deafness, go. Ears be open now in the name of the Lord. Ears be opened. Arthritis, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. Some of you will be healed even though you're praying for someone else. We declare that healing word over you in Jesus' mighty name. If you're praying for anyone with head trauma, if you're praying for anyone with head trauma, I want you to picture as though they had a steel band around their head, literally. And I want you to lift it off of them and declare, this ends tonight. We break that spirit of trauma. This ends tonight. Literally, just lift it off and make that decree over them. We declare the healing word of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, you got about 30 more seconds. Thank you, Lord. Okay. Go ahead and end your prayer if you would, but stay with the person. Don't leave them. Shh. Stay with the person. Don't leave them. All right? Jesus ministered to a blind man twice before he could see clearly. That's the standard we need to follow. We need to, in almost in every situation, at least be ready to pray a second time if we need to. All of you that receive prayer, about half the people we see healed actually feel something happened. Coolness, heat. Sometimes there'll be a bone that has been broken, will reset. All kinds of unusual things. But the other half don't feel anything, and they don't know they've been healed until they examine themselves. So what I'm going to ask, I'm not asking for anyone to prove anything in a sense of doing something that could provoke an injury. That's not necessary. If it's genuine, it will manifest itself. But what I need for you to do is put faith into an activity. And examine yourself and try to do what you either couldn't do or was difficult to do. Jesus took this to an extreme. He sent a blind man to the pool of Siloam while he was still blind. What does that have to do with healing? I don't know. He just gave him an activity. And so, honestly, sometimes faith just needs an action. It may seem unreasonable. It may seem to be disconnected from the miracle. Do it anyway. Just do it anyway. Everyone that received prayer, if you had head trauma, maybe you letters turned backwards, grab a Bible, start reading. Look at it. See what the Lord has done. If the head trauma meant you couldn't move your head around, then shake it around. See if there's still pain or blurred vision, whatever it might be. Everybody that received prayer right now, try to do something you couldn't do. Check yourself real good. Okay, now listen. Everyone who is at least 80% better, I want you to wave both hands over your head like this. Anyone who is 80% better or more, wave both hands over your head like this.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do it for about 15 seconds because we want to see.
Look around.
Yeah, that's right. Just keep waving those hands.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
That's wonderful. Okay. All right. You did really, really good. Now, how many of you, you couldn't wave your hands saying you're, and we choose 80%. Randy Clark actually taught me this. We choose 80% because oftentimes a miracle will start and it's not quite 100% yet, and so people won't acknowledge that God's doing anything. And there are things that happen in sometimes 10 minutes, 15 minutes, and they'll be 50, 60, 70%, and they won't acknowledge that God's doing anything. And so we just arbitrarily just choose 80% as a mark, so knowing that God completes what he starts. So how many of you, you couldn't wave your hands for 80%, but you could tell God's doing something? Just wave a hand like this. Isn't that beautiful? That's why we pray twice. All right, here we go. All right. I want you to pray a second time. If the person you prayed for is 100%, don't pray again because you might mess them up. Leave them alone. Unless they need another area. You know what? If you prayed, how many of you are 100%? Just put it, wave a hand at me right now. You're 100%. All right. You may want to turn and pray for the person that prayed for you. In fact, I would encourage that. If you're 100%, the person who prayed for you, just ask him, what do you need? We're on a roll. And just and let him know Jesus is good and he's ready to touch you. Honestly, when you've been blessed, you're in a position to be a blessing. So I want you to turn and pray again. Turn and pray again. And those of you that are 100%, you pray for somebody around you. Ears open. That's right. Ears open. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Beautiful. We give you thanks, Lord God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Okay, we're going to do this a little bit different right now. I want you to pray, but I want you to listen. Anyone that needs healing in your blood, any kind of blood disorder, put a hand up. Just right. Just put a hand up where you are. We're going to do this quick, so just respond quickly. Just put a hand up. Somebody next to him, just put your hand on their shoulder and declare healing of the blood. There are intestinal disorders, Crohn's disease, problems of the colon, colitis, those things. Any of those issues, put a hand up. Somebody lay a hand on their shoulder right now and declare that Jesus makes all things well. He does all things well. He restores, he makes all things new. Declare the restoration of the colon right now. There are eating issues, food allergies. We prayed for this the other night. We're going to do it again tonight. We just declare wholeness. Put your hand on your own stomach if you have some kind of a food allergy. We just declare that God made all foods to be enjoyed, and he created our bodies to assimilate all nutrients and to benefit without allergic reaction. We declare that to be the will of God. That to be the will of God. So we speak to all digestive disorders. Come into order now in Jesus' name. Arthritis in the neck and upper spine. Who is that? Somebody put a hand on that part of their body right now. If you see that hand up, just put your hand right there. Command wholeness. Rebuke infirmity and trauma. Some of these have arthritis in the neck because years ago they suffered a whiplash. Arthritis was attracted to injury in the way flies are attracted to decay. It's the enemy. Command it to leave. It's an illegal assignment of the enemy on the righteous. Who is it that has a weakness in the bones of the feet? I think it's specifically the right foot. You have broken bones in your right foot, I think on several occasions, several times. Is that you? Somebody lay hands on that right foot right now. There's somebody way in the back. If you see a hand up for that, somebody lay hands on that right foot, because Jesus is going to heal that right now. We declare wholeness to the bones of the feet. No longer will there be trauma through broken bones in the feet. We declare that ends tonight in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Is there anyone who has broken ribs? It may have been a long time ago, but you still have problems. It's so tender to the touch. It may be 15 years ago. Yeah. Is that you? Right here? Put your hand right on the problem. Yeah. Declare wholeness, healing to that right now. The Lord is healing broken ribs. He's healing broken ribs. If that's you and nobody's praying for it, put your hand on your own ribs. I'm curious, how many tailbones got healed? Wave a hand at me. I want to see. Right down here, that's so cool. Way back over here is another one. Another one right here. How many more tailbones got healed? Another one right here. That is so cool. Another one over here. I don't know why, but tailbones have become a favorite. But I don't ever lay hands on them. I just declare the word. Amen. All right. Now, everyone that has received prayer, right now, examine yourself. Do it again. I don't care if you've done it 10 times. Do it again. Put faith into an action. If there were ribs that were tender, start poking on it. Do something that would aggravate it. If you had digestive issues, I don't know what to tell you. Go eat, I guess. All right. Everyone who is at least 80% better from the entire evening, wave both hands over your head like this. I'm going to see how many you are. Look at that. Look around the room. Somebody give thanks. Wow. Woo. Bless the Lord. All right, go ahead and be seated. Go ahead and be seated real quickly here. We're going to let you go in a moment. I'm curious about the tailbones again. How many?
We can stop.
How many tailbones got healed?
Goes on to discover about 15 tailbones were healed, five of which had been related to pregnancy in some form or another. And he starts talking about how he's noticed an attack on women in childbirth or in pregnancy in a time of life that's supposed to be joy-filled and supposed to be characteristic of what it is to be a woman. It sets us apart, right? From one another. Guys, we're never going to birth a baby. I'm thankful for that. But for a woman, that is something that is incredibly precious, and that's an illegal attack of the enemy on that. So he personally is going after that. That hits home to me, personally. And I think that's something we should be aligning with. Okay? We've experienced some of that here in this house. So right now, Lord, we just declare by your Holy Spirit just a protection over the women in our household, Lord. Not just here, Lord, but worldwide, Lord. But here we are aligning with that word. Lord, that is an illegal attack against our women, and we will not stand for that. We will not suffer this any longer. By the name of Jesus, we just declare protection over our ladies as they are going through that most precious time in their lives, Lord, carrying forth new life into the world. So right now, Lord Jesus, I just speak to any trauma that's been experienced by any woman here. Lord, reverse the effects that have taken place in her physically, emotionally, spiritually. Right now, Lord, we lay hold of that thing and we just ask for your healing to take place into that place in each of their lives. And Lord, in the future, I ask that you would ward off the attack of the enemy on our women as they go into childbirth, Lord, as they go into pregnancy. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your love, and I thank you for your tenderness and your care. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have touched here today. In the name of Jesus, we just give you the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes.
I want to do a couple of things. First of all, I want to address those of you who have experienced some touch from the Lord, but you do not say, I'm 100% restored. Now, I've made some observations over the years of being involved in this stuff. There is a statement in Scripture that says, in the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy, and at his right hand, there are treasures forevermore. Now, what I have seen happen is that people will come into the manifest presence of the Holy Spirit, and all of their symptoms will abate. And then they will leave, and they will return. So as I've chased that over the years, I've come to this conclusion and have tested it enough to be secure in saying this. One of the things that is necessary is that you testify to what Jesus has done for you at whatever level it is. Because what that does is twofold. First of all, it puts you in alignment with the reality that Jesus Christ just touched my body in this fashion. And by saying it, you reinforce your commitment to that moment. Then it serves as your shield when you leave, so that you're not saying, well, I thought Jesus healed me, but I guess he didn't because the symptoms are back. No, what you do, because you have aligned yourself with the reality of what Christ did, you say to the symptoms, stop right there. Jesus has set me free, and I do not receive you in my body. Okay? So I want to encourage those of you who have received some kind of touch to just get over here, line up, and give a sentence or two about what Jesus did. And then stand in that so that you don't fall prey to the return of the symptoms. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, so those of you who had a touch, come line up over here. Be prepared to say whatever it was in a couple of sentences just to give glory to the Lord and confidence and alignment in you. Now, keep in mind that what we just went through was not Bill Johnson. Bill didn't pray for any of you. You prayed for one another. And what happens when people, there's always somebody sitting there going, well, I'm not sure this is real. I'm just going to sit here and watch and wait. And they're happy to leave here with whatever it was they walked in with. But when people start to say what Jesus did, it releases the grace of what he did to make it happen again. That's the power of testimony. So if you're sitting there and you weren't willing to go at risk, just listen. When somebody up here speaks what Jesus did for them and you've got that issue, just stand up and take it, for heaven's sakes.
Well, while Bill Johnson was giving the examples, my head start throbbing. I have numerous multiple head trauma, and I have dyslexia. And so as soon as Barb came over to pray for me, I could feel the throbbing starting to cease. And then I felt another section in the back of my head starting to throb. And then while she was praying for me the second time, she moved her hand down to my neck. And I could feel something going on where the spine meets the back of the head, where that was the second place. As soon as I tested, I heard a pop and the release of, like, no pain.
Praise God.
So mine was a little similar to what she was just mentioning. While I was growing up, I had a lot of learning disabilities, so it was due to a lack of oxygen during birth.
I've learned to live with it over the years, but I'm tired of it. It's really helped me back in so many different areas. So I immediately, as soon as I stood up and addressed it, I just really felt this warmth in my mind. I felt like things were just moving back and forth. Now, it's not something I can test while I'm standing here, but I do believe something definitely happened. And I just want to acknowledge it because I don't want to walk out and just believe that nothing happened.
So I stood because in elementary school I was diagnosed as dyslexic, and I am a slow reader, but I'm a very thorough reader. So I'm looking forward to what's going to happen at work because I read all the time. Also, I would say since March 2016, I'd experienced headaches in my left temple and tried different things, changing diet, rest, and things like that. So my warriors came over and prayed for me, and Peggy laid her hand on my left temple. And when she did that, I did feel a moving across my head, and the pain here ceased, and then I felt some pain here, so she laid her hand here as well. So still feeling the pain, but I'm believing God for the healing, and however it comes, I receive it in His name. Amen.
Pain does not move. So what that signifies to us is that's a spiritual presence. Okay, so we're going to come after it. Can I lay my hands on you right now? Can in the name of Jesus, we command whatever demonic force is trying to come against your mind, Wanda, to be gone in Jesus' name. Pain, you must go as a symbol of the presence leaving right now. In the name of Jesus, I just release the Holy Spirit power over you right now. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We take authority by the name of Jesus over this demonic presence, and we send you back to hell where you're from. In Jesus' name. Amen. How are you feeling? You want to sit down? All right. Praise God. Come on over here.
I'm going to try to get this all out, but it's a long story. And the week before Pastor Lenny went to Cuba, Pam and I had a problem, addressed it. And he said, meet us in Carolina. So I'm like, all right. It's hard to get out, but and that message that he preached tied into being there perfect. It laid the foundation. So when he said that in the thing, in the thing, he said, when he pointed to, there's a guy in the back, that was me. And I was one of the, that's been 45 years ago, the most dyslexic, worse, or whatever you call it, tested, you know. And I've learned to deal with it. It was, when I was young, it was bad because I was smarter than everybody in my class, but I couldn't read, and I've had teachers freak out. Well, I'm sitting in the thing. We're going there for my wife to get healed, thinking, Lord, it'd be nice if I could read your word. And I learned how to read, but like I was telling Bill, it's like running straight up a hill. You can only do it for a little while because it's tough, you know, when everything's backwards. But then I learned as I got older, I became a vice president of a huge place, and I was, my wife will even tell you, people would call me congressman, everybody, you know, you're the best at this, tell us. So it didn't embarrass me. I can't read, you know, I had a staff of secretaries, you know, read the newspaper, whatever I want. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but I was sitting in there saying that. So they prayed over me, and then everybody's saying, well, look at something. If you noticed in there, it was real dark. Where he is, there's lights on him. So hand me a Bible, because I don't carry a Bible with me anymore because it's electronic. So a lady handed me a Bible. Well, I couldn't see it. So I set it down because it was so dark. And then afterwards, I opened it up, and I never even knew these Bibles. It was an African Heritage Bible, because I remember I read the opening of it. And I was like, I would have never known these Bibles exist, which is wonderful, and I wound up reading it. But it's just amazing how that could do that. But so the ladies were really good. They said, keep praying for this, because I didn't feel any change, but I knew it happened. So I'm sitting there praying, thank God for that. And that video changed right to the part where that happened at. Isn't that amazing? It switched right to that. And if you watch that, Pastor Lenny, you're in there a lot. I don't know if you noticed that. That's you, the back of your head. But that's amazing how God works, you know. And I mean, I wasn't looking for all that, and I was pushing my wife so hard because we're down here to get your heart healed, you know. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. But I'm just saying how the Holy Spirit works. You preached a message that prepared my heart. I wouldn't have got that. But anyhow, I didn't want to ramble on. But.
Amen. I love how we saw that as an error. It is an error, technologically, right? But that's an answer to his prayer, right? So that brings this whole morning full circle on that one. Frank, what's going on?
I had a right elbow was bothering me, like bursitis or something like that, and most of it's gone away. It's not totally gone, but I remember the scripture, by his stripes I'm healed. Amen. And I'm going to press for the rest of it to go away. Amen. Just remembering that scripture and remembering what Jesus did when he was scourged at the pillar. He took those 39 stripes for you and me that we could be healed.
Thank you, Frank. God bless you. Hey, Danielle.
So I've had hearing loss in my right ear for a really long time since I was active duty, and I was prayed for, and I still have the warmth of what feels like a hand, and I can feel the pressure, and it's almost like you need to, when you're in an airplane, your ears need to pop. That's what it feels like, and I feel like once that happens, I'll get that hearing back.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Yes.
First, I'd like to say I'm a special ed teacher, and if God keeps up, I'm going to be out of a job soon. So just letting y'all know that. That was running through my mind. But 12 years ago, I had a detached retina in my left eye, and I lost 20 degrees of vision. So basically, I have no peripheral vision over here, and I run into people all the time. And you know, so the first time we prayed, I cried like a big baby because I tend to do that in the presence of God. So when we stopped and, you know, he said, test it out, I really couldn't tell because my eyes were all watery and everything. But I thought, I have a big black spot where my vision is. And I thought, that seems a little clearer. But I wasn't sure because my eyes were all watery and, you know. So we prayed a second time. And the second time, I'm sorry, I forgot, I don't know your name. He put his hand on my eye. And as we're praying, I see this like this big white light I see in this area. So when I opened my eyes and we tested again, that black spot is gray now, and it's receding. So I'm just going to wait.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hello.
So last year I was diagnosed with breast cancer. So when he mentioned cancer, I was like, well, I'm healed. You know, I've had my treatment. But ever since the radiation, every day, just pain, sore, seemed like it was getting worse. And, you know, God dealt with me and he's like, yeah, you know, that's not my best for you to live with that pain every day. And he reminded me, as you mentioned, that he healed all sickness and disease. And we can't settle for partial. We need complete restoration. And he has made that available to us. So I ask for prayer. Just at work, as the day goes on, it gets worse and worse. But now I just feel like I can move my arm, the skin's not tight, and I'm just believing that it's going to bring complete healing.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
I had a vertigo episode a couple of weeks ago, first one I've had in 7 years, and after that, my left ear, it was just some pressure there. And today, as Kevin prayed over me, the pressure isn't that much pressure now. I mean, but it's better. It was causing a severe migraine, and that's gone. I just feel a little bit of the pressure. And when they were saying, well, test it, I'm like, well, it happens when I go to the gym. So I'm like, well, I got to wait till I go to the gym. But then God started to have me yawn, you know, just like to relieve the pressure. And every time I yawn, it's nothing personal about, you know, but But
no offense taken.
Yeah, exactly. So every time I yawn, it just gets less, you know. So I'm holding the faith that by the time we're out of here and I continue yawning, and I'll be over it. So.
Amen.
So same thing for me. It's the ears, ear pressure, particularly my left ear. I notice I have trouble hearing out of. And so when I was being prayed for, I felt just the weighty presence of the Lord, first of all. And then Karen, I think it was a word from the Lord to pray over my neck alignment. And as she did that, my neck got really hot. So right now I'm still feeling the pressure in my ears, but I am up here to declare that the Lord's working in me and I'm going to be healed. So.
Amen. Thank you, Rhema.
Hi there. I had a problem with decompressing when I went through scuba diving about 10 years ago, and I had problems with my right ear. And off and on, I'm still having those problems, but today, just this week, I started feeling the pain again, because it goes on and off, but I never can hear 100%. And today, when they laid hands on my ear, I could feel the pressure kind of easing a little bit. I'm hoping and believing as I go out that it will pop and open up completely. Also, he talked about people with stomach problems. I was in emergency last weekend with diverticulitis was the diagnosis, and they want to do a colonoscopy in about 3 weeks after my stomach is healed. And I just laid hands on my own stomach, and I'm going to go out here believing that they're not going to find anything as far as this mass that they thought they saw when they did the CAT scan. So I just praise God for total healing. I need an overhaul. I'm getting old.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God.
So not too well ago, I used to get headaches when I went to a certain place, and my mom prayed over it, and it left. But then after, when we started going to church, I would get headaches repeatedly, and they would hurt, and they would get worse. And after what just happened, my mom took over pain and any evil thing inside my head, and it just left.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, about early February, I woke up one morning and there was a sharp pain in my neck all the way down to my arm. It's numb. You know, I kind of accepted it. I lived with it for a while, you know, until now. And today when I was being prayed for the first time, I felt like I just felt something moving down and the pain stopped. And then Pastor Lanny said that, you know, if you're 100%, 80% healed, hold your hand up. So I did, and I felt the pain came back again. I was like, well, I guess I'm not healed. Then he said we should pray a second time, and he prayed a second time, and I held up my hand and didn't feel the pain. So, and I'm here testifying that I'm very hopeful and trusting God that it will go away for good.
Amen. Amen.
I'm standing up here for a few different things. Growing up, both Rachel and I had dyslexia, and so we've been prayed over a few times, and so that was the first thing. And I had totally forgotten my major head injury in college. And so when he was, the two young ladies who were praying for me, while they were praying for me, while Bill Johnson was saying the halo, I actually saw it around my head being lifted. And then he was saying about tailbones, well, I fell over a student a few years ago and I broke my tailbone. And I pulled a bunch of muscles, and I had been in therapy for a long time. I had totally forgotten, and as soon as they said something, I was like, okay, I'm here for a lot of things. And they're like, can you feel anything? And I was like, it doesn't hurt. So it all of a sudden I felt a tenseness in the muscles. I was like, okay, Lord, so you're after this. And then he went on to food allergies. I was found out a year ago, I was allergic all of a sudden to shrimp. I've never been allergic to shellfish ever, and all of a sudden. And Mom and Rachel had actually seen that part of the live feed from Bill Johnson and said, well, we prayed over you. So again, they prayed over it, and I was like, all right, I'm going to be healed of this. And something that they didn't pray, I told the girls about when they were praying over me, but I didn't say anything because it wasn't something he had mentioned. I was diagnosed with endometriosis over a year ago, had surgery a year ago. As of this week, I had been suffering for the last 3 days with the symptoms again. But it wasn't enough to go, do I need to go to the doctor? And I had been praying this morning. When I got up, how much pain I was in, but I'm done. I'm in no pain. I walked in extreme pain this morning.
Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, so I've always had some hearing difficulties, understanding what my friends and my parents have been saying, and it especially seemed that my left ear had always been bothering me where I couldn't hear completely through it. And so I really hesitated to stand up, and I was really afraid that I really didn't have anything wrong with it. But I kind of knew that something was wrong with it. And so when I went to pray, and then I heard him say, you may be praying, but you may get healed yourself, that just spoke encouragement to me. And I went back, and my ear just started tingling. And then it just... Now I think my hearing is back to 100%.
Praise God. Oh. Lord, you're so good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
I went to the doctor and, the report didn't look too good. It wasn't that bad either. Kidneys was like borderline number. Numbers wasn't really that bad, but like borderline, okay? And I've been experiencing swelling, you know, not really crazy, but retention in parts of my body. And today when we watched the video, I stood up and I just believe God for just healing everything that's trying to go wrong in my body. And I really accept that as total healing. So when I walk out of here today, I'm just believing that the stuff that I've been experiencing will not come back. Because I'm believing, even though I don't feel a change or anything, I'm just believing that it's done.
Amen. Sure. Hey. Two things. It's really close.
It has to be.
Okay. All right. Hunter prayed for my ears. I've had an imbalance in hearing. It's not a tremendous problem, so I felt kind of guilty standing up that it wasn't something that's really been plaguing me. But you know, my time in the military and to this point, it was kind of an issue. And so he laid his hand right upside of my head. Didn't quite touch me, maybe brushed my head, but I began to sweat in that outline, and I can still feel the handprint on my head, which he really never laid it on my head. And it was kind of that sense that when you eat a jalapeno and that it literally balled up little balls of sweat, and it just drew it from my head. But the big thing is, at the beginning of the turf softball season, I had an issue with my right knee, and it was giving me, I mean, it was like right at the beginning, and we just started, and I was excited to play, but I could hardly walk, and I was having trouble. I work on the second floor of a building, and it was hard to get up the stairs, and
I really, really wanted to play softball, but it was, you know, your knees are more important in walking later in life. So I went to the doctor, and he said, well, we did an x-ray, and he said, I can't really tell you what exactly it is. You may have broken it, you may not have broken it, but you have a growth on your bone, and I can't really tell you what it is without an MRI. He said, we can do that, or we can kind of wait it out. And he said, if you can't sleep at night because you don't know what this growth is, then come back in and we'll do the MRI. Or if it starts to hurt, you know, we can do that. And I was like, well, I'm just, you know, Mahesh was coming, and just a lot of things were happening. And I was like, I'm going to wait it out. And I pushed through the softball season. It was kind of in pain a little bit. I got prayed for when Mahesh was here, and it did. It seemed like it had gotten tremendously better. And I've contemplated going back just to see what was going on with it, but it's not really hurting too bad. And as I prayed for it, you know, I like Bill said, don't tell them the whole history. Well, Dave said, are you having trouble walking up the stairs? And that was kind of one of the issues that I had in the first place, because I was kind of limping on that foot as I go up the stairs. And I went outside and ran to the parking lot and ran back, went down the stairs 3 or 4 times, and no issues. And I lift this up to God and thank him and give him all the glory for this. So.
Amen. Thanks, Keith.
So listening to everything up there with my bass, and I'm just listening. He's talking about hearing, if you have, you know, hearing loss in the ear, and I'm like, no, I just have an overall deadness because of being in the military. It's just reduced. I'm like, it's not really bothering me. I didn't think about it. You know, Lord, if you want to touch it, I'll receive it. Well, when he instructed people to start praying, everybody started praying. I noticed that the volume of everything was getting louder. And I'm putting my fingers in my ears, and Brandon looks at me and says, it's loud. So he turns it down. Well, here's the thing. It started getting louder anyways. Beth stands next to her husband, and she moves. I hear the sound. I said, look, and she's dragging her foot on the carpet just a few inches. I wouldn't have heard that before. I'm like, okay. So I take a moment, I have to go to the bathroom, I sneak out, and I'm thinking, Lord, if you did that, my sinuses are so bad, I have a very hard time breathing through my nose. But my sinuses are clearing up now. So thank you, Lord.
I think they call that a 2-for-1, right?
And I never knew about the hearing. But anyway... I came up to just stand in proxy for 3 different people, so I just want to just declare, you know, that it's finished for them, and then I'll share something about myself. My grandfather, terminal cancer. My mother, for hearing loss and deafness in her left ear, as well as intestinal issues. And Sandy Grimm and Rick Grimm were in a minor car accident yesterday. Sandy had a minor concussion and whiplash, so I was just declaring healing over her. She's okay. She was up walking around last night. She's fine. But she's home resting today, so I just believe the Lord. I'm believing the Lord that it's finished for her. As well as myself, I wasn't really sure at first if I could receive healing for this or ask for prayer for this, because God hadn't mentioned eyes, you know, but I have a dry eye syndrome in my eyes. It's not a tear depletion, it's an oil depletion. So, you know, in my oil glands, they're inflamed, and it's been going on for a number of years. In the past year, they finally developed a medicine to cure it, because there was nothing out before. And I was, like, rejoicing in the doctor's office, believing God. It's been 3 weeks. I just saw the doctor, and I'm not any better, and I should have been better by now. But anyway, when, just like Jacob mentioned before, when he said, if you're praying for somebody, you can... You know, I believe the Lord is healing you right now. It's funny because I'm standing up in proxy. Everybody else is praying for me. And I just received that for myself. And I can't say I feel any different in my eyes, you know. But, you know, I just want to declare in faith, because I know that if I walk out of here and I don't get up and testify that I'm believing my Father, because like he said, the Lord already bought my healing. And I'm tired of walking out of church thinking that I didn't receive anything, you know, and not receiving my healing. So I really just wanted to get up here and just declare in faith, even though I may not feel different, it's okay. God still has it. And I do feel his presence. I do feel him there letting me know that he's there. You know, and at the same time, I also received healing for pregnancy and childbirth. And I'm believing God for that miracle one day. Maybe not yet, and that's okay. But I know that nothing is impossible with God. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Tracy.
I'm in front of you to make a declaration and asking for you to be in agreement. Here's the Reader's Digest version. This week, my back just flat out gave up. I was bedridden. And long story short, I left my cane back at my chair. So.
Thank you, Doug. Hallelujah. Praise God. Lord, let that one spread. Let that one spread. Hallelujah.
Okay. All right. Okay. All right. Breathe. All right. So, I don't know why I usually stay on the platform. I went and play for Rhonda. And then Bill was talking about allergies. I have a bucket load of allergies, but I was recently diagnosed with a milk allergy. And that's really hard with my life because I'm already trying to avoid other stuff. And other people are already praying. I just put my hand on myself, and then Paul put his hand on me, and I just really felt the presence of the Lord in a very powerful way. And he's like, okay, you don't know how to test this. I'm like, no, I don't. I haven't even finished the testing with the doctors yet. I don't know. All I know is that God is obviously working that healing in me, because first I was like, should I even talk? And then I came over, and then when Rebecca was talking, again, the Lord just zapped me. I'm like, okay. And I usually have no problem talking in public, so obviously this is something the Lord is wanting to bring to completion, so I'm excited. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm new here, so...
Welcome.
About a year and a half ago to 2 years ago, I was diagnosed with celiac disease and Lyme's disease. And I did not raise my hand for the terminal illness up here, but I had went to someone else, and I have never prayed for someone before, and I was helping her, and then when he started talking about blood diseases and bone stuff, she turned and she started praying for me, and when I put my own hand on my stomach, it felt warm and weird. So I wanted to thank her and Virginia. I don't know her name, but I really hope that I helped her, because she helped me.
Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, Daniel.
So I'm actually going to share on behalf of somebody else. I felt led to pray for Micah, Brian's wife, for her pregnancy and whatnot. And she texted me back, and this is her exact response to me asking if she felt any differences. She said, "I left a sense of peace and encouragement and a feeling that God must actually be hearing her cries." So, I wanted to share that.
Amen.
I actually meant and forgot. I meant to have Jay wear our white coat and stethoscope today to remind us we are experimenting with the Holy Spirit. And I'm really, really grateful for all that we have heard this morning that the Lord has done. There's a few things I want to highlight for our instruction and participation. The headache at church situation the young lady was talking about here, I remember a circumstance years ago in a different setting where every time a woman came into a church building, she got nauseous and would vomit. And so her conclusion was, never attend church. Now, in that context, they didn't have any faith for what we're exercising here this morning. So it speaks to me again about how important it is that we be representatives of the gospel of the kingdom, which includes the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, not merely going to heaven when you die. The issue of a spirit of trauma. Years ago, I was hanging with a prophetic person who saw in the spirit an incident that occurred in someone for whom they were about to pray. They saw the accident happen, and they described it like this, that there was some kind of aura, almost like an embryonic sac, around the person. And when they were injured, there was a moment when that sac opened up and a spirit of trauma came. When they spoke to the spirit of trauma, the person was healed. Now, Bill used the illustration that injury attracts a spirit of a trauma the way flies are attracted to decay. So it's sometimes important that we deal with the spirit behind the issue, not just the issue that we think we're dealing with. So I want us to be cognizant of that. Legal precedent is not presumption. If you have seen it done once, that means it has been released and it can be done again. You need to tuck that away, because the goal is not to have just an encounter service on the first Sunday of the month. The goal is to bring you into the place of confidence and experience that as you move throughout your week and you come across these situations, you go, well, you know, just last month I saw somebody healed of that very same thing. Would you like me to pray for you? Because we're looking to see Jesus put on display through you. The issue of the invisible hand that Keith was talking about upside his head. I know what that's like. I sat on this platform once waiting. A number of people laid hands on me praying for me, and I kept waiting for whoever was behind me to stop so I could go on with what we were doing. And the hand just stayed and stayed and stayed. And I thought, good Lord, these people are patient. I turned around, and there was nobody there. But the hand was very distinctly on my body. So we are in the presence of angels and want to give attention to the fact that they're here to minister to the heirs of salvation. Bill has a prophetic friend who was sitting in a restaurant across the table from a couple who had given up trying to have children 14 years before. And the Spirit of God spoke to him and said, tell them they'll have a child by this time next year. And he was sitting there feeling the pressure of having to say something like that into a couple whose disappointment had already been reconciled. And he's arguing with the Holy Spirit. Why can't you just do it? And God said to him, if you don't declare it, it will not occur. A year later, they have a baby in their arms. Okay? When you take a look at the scripture, you see God speaking and something happening. So we are responsible for declarations that we know to be consistent with his will. And so when Bill says, why would you not go ahead and receive what's already been paid for? That's an understanding that has to triumph over our insecurities about these things. Because here's the deal. Everyone you know is trapped in a mindset. Okay? But when you introduce God into the scenario, you change their options. You give them a new option about what might happen for them physically, financially, relationally. So it's very, very crucial to the Lord that we come into alignment with his reality, and that reality becomes ours. How many of you knew that many injuries were present this morning in a service? You had no idea. But if we will stop and give the Holy Spirit space, he will do what God knows needs to be done.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. And that's just what was in this room. Each of you touched people outside of this context. 7 days a week. What is it that you saw here today that you're bringing as precedence into those situations? I encourage you to be mindful of that as you go about your week. I just saw that healed. Don't be surprised when somebody talks to you about something you saw here today. Here's your sign. All right? It's not just happenstance. God's setting them up for Him to minister to them. And you're the one that's on deposit in that place. So just test drive the thing. See what happens. Can I pray for you? You know, I saw somebody get healed of that this weekend. Or I know of that something that happened like that 2 years ago to a friend of mine. Let's pray for that. You get to carry that grace into that situation. This isn't just for us here. It's not just for us here. I'm going to say again, this isn't just for us here in these walls. This is for wherever you go. Wherever you go. You don't have to have healing ministry title on you to pray for healing. You have Christ in your heart. You have the Holy Spirit moving through you. So pray. This is a natural thing for us. This is a natural thing. This isn't something that we have to try to reach up and grasp. This is a natural thing that's part of your identity. This is part of the family business that you're in. So go for it. Okay? Praise God. I feel like you got a song for us to sing. Let's sing a song, and then we're going to be released a song of thanksgiving for today. Okay? And right before we go into that, Jim Curry had the prison ministry testimony last week. He was unavailable after service. If you wanted to talk to Jim about that, he's going to be right over here in this alcove today. He's available, all right? Brandon, thank you.
It's just like six words. God reigns.
Forever your king.
praise him this morning. Go ahead.
Did. And Lord, we just ask that you bless these as they go today. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great week. God bless you.